Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we are taking calls, as always. And what are we talking about, Neil?
Well, my understanding is we're talking about, well, the astral realm and how we meet our past lives there.
Okay.
What that's all about.
Yeah, we had a little technical problem this morning, so I was not able to get the show title up on the page, so we still have our, you know, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour show. But at some point, I will change it to whatever creative title we come up with, because I don't know that we have done that yet either. But we do have some callers in the queue, and we invite them to join us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio and Twitter. And the call-in number, 914-338-0164. We are on kind of a bad connection today because we had to call in. So hopefully you're able to hear us. Please, callers, let us know if you cannot hear us, and we will try to make the appropriate adjustments. Do press 1 if you've called in. Both of our callers that are currently in queue have, so that's good. We're going to get to you right now. 856 is our first. Hi.
Hello, good morning, Doris. Good morning. It's Gwendolyn.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Your voice. Fine.
How are you?
We're fine. What's going on?
I'm at a new level. I've been pulling my train along, you know, the courts and whatnot, and we're getting there. Hired back the attorney, getting ready, and I feel like I'm at like these crossroads, and you know, when you manifest, this is the part where it's hitting me, because what's next is kind of up in the air, and I need to lay these tracks. So I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I've accomplished a lot. It's the what's next and the 12768. There's something twin-like about it. And at the same time, I remember back before it happened that I was shown two silhouettes that almost like mirroring each other. I remembered that flash coming through before this all happened with 127. So it's been a learning experience. Very twin-like in a lot of aspects. I'm not sure what path that's on.
So did you have a specific question about that? I mean, are you wondering if this is... Go ahead.
Like, I'm at these crossroads on my own personal journey. So bridging back with my kids, that is my, like, if there's a guidance that can come in. I know I'm at these crossroads, and I know I have to make decisions, but... It's a tough spot to be in right now, and with that on the side, although that has to take second to anything on this personal journey I'm on. So I don't know. The energy is so sick for me right now, up and down, roller coaster. It's been really hard.
Yeah, 34-7.
34-7.
What are you talking about?
That's what I was talking about. I was making sure I added it right. And she's a 39-12-3-6-26-69. It's her birthday.
6-26-69. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, Gwendolyn, you know, what's happening? There's a reflection, and you said it, like a reflection, a silhouette. You're not just traveling through this lifetime. You're traveling through a past life. You're taking the energies of that past life and it's being brought here to the present stage. So you're working on one level that seems very present and deliberate and evident in terms of what's going on. And then you're also carrying from that a journey that produced that. And that journey is your past life journey where all this got messed up in the first place. So you have two journeys you're going on. Even in your birth date, there's a reflection 6-2 and then 2-6. You have reflections of energy going on that, and even your year 69 and your first and last numbers are 6 and 9. You're a very solid example of what it is to be a human being on one plane, the present plane, who is conducting energy and conflicts from another plane, the past life plane. Now, the reason that you're probably going, why you're saying you're working through it, there seems to be progress, is because your code in your birth date suggests success, at least some form of success, however you want to define it. You know, it's kind of bittersweet, but
right.
It's success. So you get to own that 12, 14, 24, 34.
Weren't you saying 14 was coming up? Yeah, 39, 12, 3.
Yeah.
But weren't you saying 14 earlier on call?
Yeah.
14, she's 14 on her car, on the 626 is 14.
So yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So it's true. And your master number and 127.68 comes a 10, which is actually in the 127. So you're progressing forward. There's no doubt about it, Gwendolyn. You're going forward.
Mm-hmm.
As you go forward in each square that you go to with the idea that you're being progressive, each square has a little bit of complications to work out. So the complications, it's like a game board. The complications you experience in each square are significant to that square, but you're moving forward. You're not stagnating. You're not going backward. It's just that every square has its own little bit of karma to work through. Ultimately, you come out like, oh, my God, I can't believe I made it. It's kind of like when the Indians used to do that. They used to, an Indian tribe would line up. One Indian on the inside, the other one on the other side, and then there'd be lines of Indians, and the initiate Indian would have to go through that line and suffer getting beat up, smacked, hit.
Yeah.
And that was part of the tribal custom. Even some of the gangs, even some of the old gangs of New York and in certain areas of the city would initiate becoming part of the gang by going through a rough, you know, the fight squad. You'd have to go through and get them to suffer through it. And then that's what you're doing. You're going through squares to get to the place of destiny whereby you were made whole. The restitution, the energy of coming back is made whole again.
Or triangles. So she's a 3.
Yeah, triangles, yeah. Like the cough drop. But the... that's what you're doing, you see. Now, along the journey, there's a couple of things that will be significant. Number one, the idea of animals and pets. Doesn't mean you have to own one, but animals or pets will come up as a theme. And you don't have to own an animal, but maybe somebody else owns an animal, or maybe you have a brief encounter with a pet. But what I'm getting in a square coming up, there's going to be animals in that square.
Triangles.
two, the date of October will become very significant to you, the date of October, because I think on that date, feeling like very relieved about something, very happy.
Okay.
There might be some... positioning of property or habitation that changes for you there, where it could be a change within your present occupation, or it could be a direct change outside of your present occupation. But in October, there seems to be a shift of energy in your habitation.
She's on a multiple, too.
Okay.
Her master number is 48. She just turned 48.
Okay.
So she's on a multiple of 16.
Yeah, with that 9.
There's 3. And, you know, what's interesting is that her month and her partner's 1 are the multiple that she's on, 1-6.
Yeah. It's significant. This is her partner. It's significant. Yeah, and the days are interchangeable.
And the years.
The 2 to the 7, the 2 to the 6
the years
are
as
interchangable.
Well.
The years as well, as Kristen pointed out.
The 22.
Yeah.
Which is a strong sexual.
It's strong. Yeah, good energy there. The 10.
Connection.
The master number of 3 and 7 are unique. Kristen and I are a 3 and a 7. You 3s and 7s can get along. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very strong. And 10-10, like these past couple days, like that was my awakening code. And October, the 10, the 10-10, 10-10, all the time. And it's rapid right now. Something with those 10s when it comes in. I'm not surprised to hear that. You're very twin-like.
Well, yeah. you're 10. You're a 10 with your significant other, and he again has a 10 on his in his month and day 1-2-7. So
yeah.
It's a 3
yeah.
and a 7. Your master number is broken up in the first 2 numbers in his birth date, and his is actualized in the 7.
You know what else is interesting about Gwendolyn? When you add up her numbers, by the time you get to the 6 in your year, you're adding up the numbers. By the time you get to the 6 in your year, you've come to a 3. And then the last number is a 9 in the year. So that 39 matches your
30,
overall
right.
39 when you add up everything.
Yeah,
you've got
30.
Several reflections.
Yeah.
The matter of sanity for you, Gwendolyn, is that you came back to work through this craziness. You're not crazy.
Yeah.
You came back, right?
To work.
Well, maybe we're all a little crazy. There's nothing wrong with that. Lewis
crazy
Carroll,
is the new norm. There's nothing normal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where. You know, if you tell me it's crazy, I believe you. You tell me it's normal, I've got to go.
Well,
it's crazy. It's been the craziest journey. It's deep. It's really, really deep. And the energy right now is so crazy for me, but I just know I'm in this energy field right now, and I have to say, really centered, really balanced, breathe through, you know, stay in the now. It's really taking a very mindful effort right now just to do that part for me. And no, I want to question all the time, and I'm like, stupid. No, you just, no. I know. It's
well,
so deep some days.
Well, you know, it's okay. You know, just breathe through it, Gwendolyn, because, you know, not only is 69, the distance between 6 and 9
is 3.
So then we have another indivisible 3, which is connected to the 9, which matches your master number. What you should be saying is, okay, my past lives has produced a lot of crazy energy for me to deal with in this lifetime. The good news is that in this lifetime, I get to work it out. You're working out the craziness of all your past lives, and the advantage to that is that in the midst of your life, you're going to be able to get out of it. That there's nothing you have. Well, first of all, you have no choice. You could either go through it and fail and come back and do it all over again.
Oh no, that's not an option.
Right?
No, I know. There's a determining factor in your brain that said, even before you came down, I'm not going to do this again. This is it for this karma.
Which is probably why people have so much to deal with. Because you can spread it out sometimes. You'll, you know, have that option.
When you're compounded, you don't really have when you're compounded, you've used up all your options, so you have to
take
it
all.
And now she's 30. How old is she?
She's 48, so 48? She's 16th cycle of 3.
So she's 48, so she's on a multiple of
3.
By 16.
Yeah, I'm 49 now. Yep.
Were you going to be, you're 49 at the present moment?
Oh, so she was on
correct.
A multiple, so I added up wrong. But you were on a multiple, you know, I know why, because 2018, I should have done.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I calculated it wrong, but you just completed, you're in the second year of your multiple of 3, so the 16th cycle.
Yeah.
You're on year 2. So that was last year.
So the 16th cycle is also a little bit special because your significant other has a 1 in his month and you have a 6.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So, so we're looking at the attitude of closing up these crazy years.
Mm-hmm.
I was mentioning Paul Simon, who did well after being crazy. At least it appears he's doing well. He's had his troubles.
Yeah,
but,
like personal.
But, you know, that's
personal,
his ego.
Personal.
He was given gifts of magic.
Oh, yeah,
like
obviously,
that.
Yeah.
But
I'm just speaking to your comment about the craziness because he actually has had some things in his personal life, like in his marriage,
yeah.
where there's been that
well,
kind
yeah.
of problem.
Still crazy after all these. Well,
yeah.
you know, I mean, the idea, his metaphor of being crazy is being enlightened, being
mm-hmm.
involved in the vibration of life. So what he's saying is after all these years, I haven't lost my ability to be crazy, meaning vibrant, alive. And I think that for yourself, now you've come to this place where you have this significant other, things are going well. So just breathe through it, Gwendolyn. Understand that each triangle, each square, has its little bit of karmic components, and you work through that
yeah.
and get to the next one, and we see something very bright happening by October.
Okay,
awesome.
Gwendolyn, hopefully that helps.
Yes, thank you so, so much. Namaste. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right, 608 is our next caller. Hello.
Hello.
Right. Hi.
Hi.
This is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
My question is, I am no longer able to have a relationship with both of my sisters, but I'm asking about one specifically.
Okay. Okay.
And I haven't talked to her in over 2 years, and she's showing up in a lot of my dreams lately, and I'm wondering why.
Okay, Jill, did we talk to you recently? I'm just trying to, because it's
you haven't talked
to
me. I thought about that. I think it was June of last summer.
Okay, so there was another person that called with family trouble, so I couldn't remember if that was you calling
no.
a couple months ago. But it, so
no.
no, okay. So this is a fresh story. What is your birth date, Jill? Because I don't remember it.
12/17/1960.
Okay. So we'll add that up, but also let us know the birth dates of your sister and tell us which one is of particular importance to you, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, I don't have a good relationship with either of them, but the one that's showing up in my dreams lately, it's 3/11/1957.
Okay.
Okay.
3/11/1957. Do you have the other one's birthday just because you're having dreams about this one?
January 22nd, 1955.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh wow, you're the same. You and your sister, you're dreaming about same master number.
No.
No. Did I have that up wrong? 5/15.
Yeah.
Jill's a 27/9. Jill is a
27/9, and the other sister is a 25/7.
No, Jill's birthday is 12/17/1960. She's a 27/9.
Yeah.
Then the other birthday is 3/11/1957. 3/4/5.
57. I thought she said 67.
Did you say 57, Jill?
57.
Yes.
5.
Right. So as I said.
I got it wrong.
Yeah. Jill and her sister
yeah, okay.
are the same karmic and master numbers.
Yeah.
And then the other sister is a 25/7. Okay. So you're having dreams about her. Do you want to share the content of your dreams?
Just that she's my sister, basically, in my dream. We're not closer than we ever were. She just seems to be around or with me, or we're doing things together, and I'm wondering why all of a sudden, 3 nights in a row, I'm dreaming about her and often around that lately.
Hmm.
Well, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Her first four numbers add up to 11. No, your first four numbers add up to 11, which
is
her day.
Her day.
That's one. your numbers together become an 18 or a 9, they match. But here's that. But let's get away from the number system for a minute. There was, with this sister, according to a vision that's being presented to me, there was with this sister a death that occurred in a past life on like a riverboat, like a boat went down. And that boat that went down, the two of you drowned in that accident. Now, right now we're in a past life. I'm seeing a past life. So sometimes these things manifest in this lifetime where, oh, I'm afraid of water. Oh, I almost drowned. Oh, we live by a river. So far, does anything ring true about water or drowning or going away with her on a vacation when you were young to a watery place?
Well, the only vacation I remember her falling, hitting her chin in the pool and having to get stitches.
Well, that's no pun intended. That's a watered down version of what originally happened. It's so watered down over time and lifetime that when we have your sister falling in the pool and hitting her chin and getting stitches, medical, that's watered down from the original premise that the boat went down and the two of you drowned in that river. So you have a situation going on with this particular sister that, aside from the other sister, that involved a past life where the two of you drowned in water. Now, at that time of your death with her, you were both competing for the love of the same man. There was a man both sisters loved. You were sisters then, too, and you loved the same man. And as sisters, you were stepping outside of your connection to one another, and you were rivals. Now, from that episode, jumping forward, one of you could have suffered, gone through a divorce or a bad marriage or has a relationship that's really sour. Does any of that ring true?
Well, I know that my father loved us all differently, which was a problem.
I wonder what the father's birthday.
My sister, I don't.
Was there rivalry for the father's love?
Probably. I think it was with all of us.
Past life husband, right?
But
the father,
in the end,
past
he
life
kind
that's
of like was
past
more
past
with.
The father was past life character,
yeah.
The romantic.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a little bit of competition there because the dreams you're having is the residual energy of a conflict you have with your sister from that past life. Now, who in the family has pretty bad eyesight and they had to get glasses kind of early, but they had vision problems? Who is that one?
Well, it could be me. And I had eye surgery because my eyes were so bad. I if something happened, I would be done. I couldn't survive. My other sister also, both of us had glasses when we were young. My eyes were worse.
Well, your eyes were worse. So, and you had to have surgery. I can't go down the street and pick out five people and say, well, everybody had eye surgery. Raise your hand. Not everybody
right.
has that. And you did, and it was life-threatening to the extent of the quality of your life. So you had to have this
exactly.
eye surgery for the life of you, and that is coming through in the reading as validation to help explain why you're having trouble with your sister, this particular sister.
Can we get the father's birthday? Sorry,
that's
to digress here.
Yeah,
but what's the father's
birthday? February 25th, 1926.
I mean, they're.
This is the 25.
I know, and then the 20.
Sister.
And they're all, by the way, without the father, the master numbers all add up to 25, 9, 9, and 7.
And
so,
he's a 27.92.
Oh, wow.
So he's a 27.92, which brings up 3 9s.
And a 7.
And 27.
It's a 7. It's
so
be
that's,
3, 4, 7.
That establishes and helps to establish this significance between you and your sister and your father as having a triangle where the three of you return and you are working out this energy as it stands. So the difficulty you're having with her, and the reason you're having these dreams, is because in your soul that's connected to your past lives, the density of the drama with your sister, that sister is more deep and convoluted than your other sister. Like, your other sister is one movie, and you understand it. And then you go into the theater, see another movie, and it's all complicated. That's your sister.
Even though all the master numbers add up to the other sister, that's not as, you know, the relationship isn't as intense, master number. They all add up to a 7.
Yeah.
That's the 122, 1935.
34-7, yeah.
34-7, but three sisters become a 25-7.
Yeah. See, that, it's explainable. It's explainable, Jill. So you say, okay, so this is the background. Okay, so if we're talking about psychic interpretation, you're telling me that I have this complicated relationship with my sister based upon a past life where we were sisters, we drowned in on a riverboat, we were rivals for the same man, and we died in a severe conflict. And now that conflict's been carried over at least into this lifetime, and that rivalry is part of the density of my connection to my sister, and that's why she's coming up more in my dreams than even the other sister. That's it. Now, how do you resolve it? We don't know that one yet. You know, you forgive, you love, you let go, you move on. There's different ways to resolve issues, whether you cooperate with the other person and it's mutual, or whether you just decide in your heart, mind, and soul that, you know, you have to move on and let go.
So let's ask, I mean, are you interested in restoring your relationship with either one of your sisters, or are you just wanting to move forward?
I have to move forward because I know that we're all supposed to forgive, but they have done things where they have totally crossed the line that are unforgivable, that you end relationships over. I'm the youngest, and I'm the scapegoat.
Got it. That's fine. So what you do is you move forward, and you try to release the resentment, the anger, all that stuff, so you're not going to carry it on the clothing of your soul. And you move forward, you wish them well, you move forward, and you produce the rest of your life with good energy. You know, you don't hold anything, you let go. If you're going to move forward, then let go. Don't look back. Don't be Lot's wife.
But, I mean, her having the dreams is connected to a deeper karma, deeper story, and that's not, you know, it's not like she's
You got to, if you're having the content of the dream that's difficult, then you have to have a master craftsman try to help you release you from that karma on a more subtle level. You know, a therapist.
Someone who understands.
A psychic energy that understands that. Or you can do it yourself by saying before you go to bed, my soul needs to be released, not just my body, not just my mind. But I want to have a dream where my soul lets go. So you could visualize your sister as a bird, and you're holding that bird in your hand, and you go up to a cliff and you let go of the bird and you watch it fly away.
Okay.
You know, that's one kind of crude way of doing it. It sounds a little bit, you know, like a cartoon, but that's one way to produce the energy. Other ways may be more therapeutic in manner, where you know, you're having a guide or a therapist help you release the energy when you're thinking about it as a soul, as a past life energy, and you release all ties.
Okay.
Does that help you, Jill? We have to move on to other callers, but
thank you.
That,
yes.
Clarified. Okay. You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. 614 is our next caller.
Hello?
Hi,
my name is Philson.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Philson.
To hear, we get a spelling, it will be better.
S-I-L. Like Lisa, S-A-N, like Nancy.
Filson. Okay, and
one L or two L's?
One L or two L's?
One L.
One L. She repeated it.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay. So one. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. And we've never talked. I know I would remember that name. So we've never spoken with you before. What's going on, first of all?
I'm not sure what I should be doing career-wise, and that's what I want assistance on.
Okay.
Oh,
and career. And what's your birth date?
May 12, 1994.
Okay. Are you working currently?
I'm beginning a job on Sunday.
Okay. But this is not something, I mean, this is a job, not a career per se. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. What kind of, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, okay, number one, Hilton, okay, these are psychic vibrations. Number one, you do in this lifetime have a career. So you are going to have a career, one, and you are going to have a significant relationship, two. So two vibrations so far. You're going to be having a career, and you're going to be having a relationship. You're coming from an area where there's been a lot of trouble. You've gone through a lot. And there's been a lot of mistaken ideas, misjudgments about you, a lot of hurt and pain, a lot of estrangement. That means distance from people. It's been very difficult for a person in your karmic situation to work through. But good, you're doing it so far, and you're getting career. Now, I want to ask you a question. What connection you have on any level, on any level, it's funny that sound's coming into my question. What connection do you have on any level with music?
I like listening to music.
Yeah, that's all I need to hear. You like listening to it. Now, there's going to be a factor of music, even just in the enjoyment of music, that's going to have something to do with your happiness. So if we look at that little tiny piece, it's like we've got a little piece of a fossil. It's like we've got a little piece of a fossil, and we're trying to understand the whole animal that comes from that little piece. But there's a little piece of music in there. Also, are there any cats or dogs in your life? Cats or dogs?
No, but when I move out, I plan on getting a cat.
She plans? I'm sorry. Say that again, please. You plan on getting a cat?
Yeah.
So that's the vibration of the dog or cat.
Yeah. Well, Silsan, I really felt... Silsan.
Filson. S. F.
Filson?
Yeah, it's an F, right?
Yeah.
How you spell it?
F-I-L-S-A-N.
Oh, I thought it was S.
I know.
Filson. So, Filson, I really thought it was a cat. That's why I said it first. I saw you having this cat, which I think you should follow through when you're ready and get this cat and live with this cat. I see something in there. I also see somewhere in your background, there was somebody who was an electrician or a little bit mechanical. They had mechanical abilities. Was that a brother or a father?
No, I don't think so.
No? Did anybody work on cars? Do you have a brother?
Yes.
Okay, so let's forget about the mechanical blah, blah, blah. Let's just stay with the idea that I'm picking up on a brother. Was your brother wild? Did he drink? Did he ever get in a car crash? Did he ever have any problems? Is there any alcoholism in the family?
My brother he has car troubles. That's the closest thing that I can think of, and no alcohol problems.
But he has car troubles?
Yeah.
Okay. So far, Filson, I'm getting a vibration that is positive about your future. We don't have to worry about the present moment right now. But the vibration about looking into the future and seeing your happiness is very, very strong. So there's going to be happiness coming. You know, you have a karma coming up at 31 that's going to be a big change in your life, which is, of course, in 7 years. But we have a situation here where we're trying to deal with your energy as we speak, and you are on a multiple of your master number now. Are you seeing anything, Kristen?
No, that's what I was going to say.
I mean, in terms of, are you getting any vibe about what she might do or even what she's doing now? Anything that, I mean, it's okay. Are you getting anything yet?
I'm not sure, but.
I'm just letting you hold the ball. There's something about cards. Who was the gambler? Who gambled? Who likes to gamble? Who is a card dealer? Who worked in a casino? Who goes someplace to gamble? What is that all about, Filson?
I mean, my dad is, he is not an alcoholic. He doesn't necessarily gamble, but he's like generally irresponsible with money. And it's almost like he's gambling all the time because he's purposely irresponsible. That's kind of the closest thing I could say.
Hey, you know what? You know what I'm thinking? This is wild. This is crazy. And you may not even connect to it, but who cares? I'm going to say anyway. You can become a psychologist. Do you like psychology? Do you like the mind? Do you like the way people think and act out things?
Yes, but I feel like it's kind of boring because I feel like I need a job where I get like admiration from other people. And psychology doesn't necessarily get that.
She wants to get admiration from other people.
Are you talented?
Not that I think, no.
So what do you want to be admired for? I'm sorry. I mean...
You want to be a model?
Well, that's...
No.
I mean, so let's get a little bit more specific. First of all, what type of job are you going to be starting this weekend?
Technical support.
Technical support.
Well, there's a technician. Wow. I asked about technician.
Right. But, okay, so technical support like for like software or for?
Apple.
For Apple. And are you, do you have a degree? Like a bachelor's degree, or have you not gone to school?
Not gone to school.
You've not gone to school, but you want to have a job, a career, obviously not in technical support, where you're getting some type of admiration from others. So what type of work are you wanting to do?
I don't know, but I think something where I create something or design something, and it's appreciated, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, you could, you know, you're a technical support, so you have a technical mind about how to solve things and work things out, and you're using technology as your source. So if you could develop something in terms of technology and human behavior.
Because you're going towards a psychological,
yeah.
That's what you think. With her.
See, I'm giving you a compliment. You're kind of reducing your educational capacity, but you're also, at the same time, you're using your voice to say to me that you want to be admired in terms of being creative, which is a word we used, and you want to create something, and you have a creative mind, and I don't know why your mind has been impacted with the idea. You have a self-esteem, a little bit of a problem, but at the same time, you have high self-esteem.
But wait, I want to just say that the music, I mean, you were getting a vibe about music.
Yeah.
She's not a musician, but that's the creativity, and she's saying, you know, I want to do something, I want to create something. Obviously, it's not going to be in the musical realm, but maybe
right.
Bridging her cycle or whatever you're perceiving to be a psychological.
Well, if you can use your technology,
right?
If you can use your technology, Filson, to develop a software that helps people solve problems, like a software that like an exercise component, but for the mind. And if you can develop something that helps people solve problems or gets them motivated to discover things about themselves, like a maze, like a game almost, you could capitalize on that and copyright it and get notoriety.
So let me ask you, Filson, you're saying you want to do something creative. Is there a field where you feel that you have some mastery creatively? Currently, as we speak,
I think I used to be good at art, but now it's been less, and it's kind of like I don't enjoy it as much. I don't know.
Well, you know, you're depressed. I don't know. You're going through some kind of depression and uncertainty about your future, and yet part of you, Filson, knows that there's something better going on in your body, in your soul. These aspirations you have are healthy. They're healthy. So what you got to do, I don't know, you must have had some tough going on in your childhood and you didn't get proper therapy or something happened where you got caught in your development and that brought you down to a levels of uncertainty and depression. But you're healthy. I can tell you are because you have aspirations. So what we have is this psychological chapter going on in your brain that keeps you back, going backward, while your healthy brain is saying, let's go forward. And you're caught like in a traffic jam, but you're in a car that wants to drive fast. See, and what I'm saying, there's nothing wrong with your car. You're just in a traffic jam. That's all you are. We got to get you out of that traffic jam by getting you into an area where you're not so depressed and not so uncertain, and you're developing your mind into a software that works for you because you are smart. You are smart, Filson. So you'd have to develop a software program that's totally creative and innovative, and that when people use it, they can solve problems. You understand? Is that making any sense to you at all?
Yes.
Oh, good. Bingo. Then that's what you got to do. If I were you, I would start developing a software idea that has a beginning, middle, and end in how you work out a problem under a creative canopy. You know, whether it's under music or under art or just some kind of creative maze.
Sounds like she has some experience in art. She can do software on music if she doesn't.
Then art. Creative. You want to be creative, so develop a creative software where when people use it, the benefit they get out of playing with the software and having enjoyment is they learn how to solve problems.
Are you able to create, do you have enough technological knowledge to be able to create software? I mean, I don't know what they require at Apple to be like a technician, but you have to have some, you know.
I can't even turn on a computer. I don't even know what you're talking about. What?
Well,
I don't have anything like not technological knowledge like that, but I just have an Apple phone. So when they on the questions, I knew the answers. I guess that's why they allowed me to do that.
Oh, I see.
Well, you see, you have
to. She needs more training. She needs to train.
Maybe some training.
Yeah.
But we're giving you the approach to your path in life. That's what we're trained to do. And we're giving you an approach to your path in life. Does it sound like something that would be exciting and interesting for you to do?
Yes.
Well, dear, so you're giving direct answers.
YouTube, and that is kind of like technological in some ways. But
well, YouTube doing what?
I don't know. I think just making videos that people relate to. Or think are funny.
You know, like a personal, yeah. Well, and that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, making videos that people relate to. So that's getting into the psychological aspect that Neil was mentioning earlier. It may not be in a, you know, in a...
She can combine music in that.
In a scholarly setting, but you're talking about, you know, relating to people.
Filson, it's easy. It's easy. You just have to learn how to drive. You just have to learn the mechanics of doing it. But we got the program down for you. This is what you need to do, and I hope you're taking notes. Because this is what you need to do, and will you be successful? I'll tell you, I'll go out on a limb and say, yes, you'll be successful. You can patent something. You'll have an idea that's great. And people, and you'll get that notoriety you're looking for. You could even call it something that's like your name because it's so interesting name. Where's that name, origin of that name come from?
Somalia.
Oh, God, beautiful. So, you know, you have that energy and you come from a very deep, exotic energy field, ancient.
Right, and she can use that.
Oh, my God, yes. Your ancestors going back are all about storytelling and the ritual of epic literature.
And the food.
And the food and everything.
Do you cook, Filson?
No.
You don't do anything in that?
Well, she's more in the storytelling
know,
line of
fine.
Energy.
Yeah,
I'm
always interested in
cooking.
and regional. You know,
but the story,
food, so.
You know, look at the storytelling aspects of your ancient heritage. Read a couple of them. Get to know where you're coming from, why you were born into this energy.
Were you born in the United States or were you born?
Yes, I was born in the United States.
You're born in the United States, but
well,
she's
still
more
in Richmond.
Her cultural.
Yeah,
heritage.
They're still in Richmond. No, and like I said, you can use your name as part of the programming structure. But, you know, Eve took a bite of the apple and she was enlightened. And she got screwed over, but she was enlightened. You need to be enlightened. You need to be inspired. But hopefully what we've done is we've pointed you into the right path. And you're giving us yes answers. So what you're smart, what you need to do is carefully consider, read over this reading again, go online, listen to it again, listen to how we evolved to this place in the reading. And then from there, use your brain to start to work out how to develop this software. And if you need training, get training.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right. 857 is our next. Hello? 857, are you there? He's there. Okay, we've got about 5 minutes.
Oh, really? Is that it? We've kind of touched our topic. You know, entering the astral field in a dream, in a vision, whatever, and discovering yourself in a past life is possible. You can actually look and meet who you were in a past life. The astral realm provides for that co-realism, magical realism. The words seem to collide in a kind of contradiction of sorts. But magical realism, well, we already know, you know, the years of solitude and what magical realism is in literature. But in the magical realism of the astral plane, that's what's so neat about it, is that you get to go into the astral realm and experience magic on a relatively realistic level because your soul is in an environment that it can adapt to. It's like somebody who lives in the desert and they've only known the desert, and someone puts scuba gear on them and teaches them how to live in the to go scuba dive, and they go to a tropical coral reef or something, and they're in magical realism now, according to what their former experience was. In the astral realm, you can actually go into the astral realm and see and meet yourself from a past life and interact with yourself in that duality. So
it's difficult, though. I mean, I shouldn't put that, you know, negative connotation out there. It's challenging to decipher, I think. Really, if you're meeting yourself or another character, you really have to be skilled at reading. Because, I mean, when you go into the astral realm in a dream state, the symbols and signs are so, I mean, they're not always straightforward, obviously, because you're in a totally different territory than the Earth.
Well, you read Alice in Wonderland 20
right.
times, and you get to understand that you are in a world that's upside down. But the ability to go into the astral realm and make sense of it is the advantage is discernment. You are able to discern fiction from nonfiction, falsehood from truth, impersonators from the real thing. I mean, we go through life and we learn how to do that in the physical world to some extent. Most of us can pinpoint a phony. Or somebody who's deceiving. Sometimes we get tricked. But in the astral realm, what you need to do is perfect your sixth chakra. And if you perfect your sixth chakra in the physical world on a conscious level, then when you go with that sixth chakra into the astral realm, it's stronger. You're equipped. You're trained. It's like boot camp. So what we tend to forget is the training of the sixth chakra as though you have to put it through boot camp. You do. I'm in my late 60s, and I wouldn't have the
you're
advantage.
Not really, you're in your mid-60s. You're in your mid-60s. You're not quite in your late 60s yet. But anyway, it's significant.
Oh, okay,
but,
maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
don't age yourself.
Well, okay.
I'm in my mid-20s, and you're in your mid-60s.
Oh, that's fabulous, and I'm a pedophile.
I know.
But,
don't. Oh, my gosh.
But, no.
Edit
take
that out.
Take that one out. All right. So, what's wrong with me? Okay, get it together. Now, what I'm saying is that it's a boot camp. I wouldn't know where I was going in the astral realm on the level that I do if I didn't train myself on the conscious level. So you have to go through those exercises and train yourself, which is probably a whole different program we could talk about.
Yeah, we can. We can continue this on what day are we on? Wednesday. So it will be Friday that we can actually revisit this topic and maybe discuss some of the things that people can do to train their third eye, third eyes. And we thank our callers and listeners today. I can't believe